Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we don't want no
devil. Yep, you're
the
Father.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes,
Father.
Have your mercy.
Yes,
Jesus, praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
We don't want no devil.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm trying to keep my faith. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity. Deliver us peace. Deliver us love, and we know we need it. You know we need it. You know we need it. Then why we need you now? Go ahead. Pray for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Damn right, bro. 4 a.m., I'm just getting started. For my birthday, I threw me a surprise party. Reminiscing about the trap playing the first quarter. Yeah. My life changed when I had my first daughter.
Yeah.
Got my first quarter flipping $50 slab. The nigga looking at the pills asking you for half.
Damn.
Cut from a different cloth. Yeah. Take pride in results.
Right.
Anytime she wanna dip, I'm providing the sauce.
Woo.
You on side of the boss.
Yeah.
So you kind of the boss.
Yeah.
You keep playing with me, I end up signing your boss. Drop an EP on a nigga for the free-free on a nigga. Yeah, you ZZ on a nigga, king like BB on you nigga. Yeah, ride with Champagne P. If it wasn't for the struggle, then I wouldn't be me. Call me Deuce or Dose, send the same but broke. Got my aim from the scope, got the game by the throat.
Okay,
yeah.
You popped up on me by surprise.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I never took you for the popping type. Damn, it's 4 a.m., so please believe the hype. Hit the lights, I'm way over top, pop it, flick it. Drop a pin, send a location. I'ma pull up in that bullet coupe spaceship. Drop off a bag of some dangerous. I'ma hit you 4 a.m., see if you make it.
Well, I drop Cali Grove out the sky. Ooh, in a group with the best rapper that's alive. Ooh, never turn my back on my slime. Ooh, I ain't wanna fuck the bitch, but she was fine. Ooh, hold up baby, let me take my time. Ooh, hard to get some head and try to drive. Ooh, jumping out the cake and that's surprising. Ooh, picking up the duffel bag like exercising. Ooh, bought my mom new house cause she deserve it. Ooh, practice makes perfect but nobody's perfect. Ooh, Escobar's not open for service. Ooh, send you to Dr. Miami for your surgery. Ooh.
Okay, you popped up on me by surprise. See, I never took you for the popping type. Damn, it's 4 a.m., so please believe the hype. Hit the lights, I'm way over top. Pop it, flick it. Drop a pin, send a location. I'ma pull up in that bullet coupe spaceship. Drop off a bag of some dangerous. I'ma hit you 4 a.m., see if you make it.
Ricardo Tici on the crew neck. Ooh, on the killer rapper spree, and nigga, you next. Talking, chillin', watching Netflix. Ooh, I used to trap and watch bootlegs. Ooh, I'm on my wave like a durag. Ooh, I see your boo, now where your crew at? Ooh, talking tequila for the pipe up. Ooh, I hope you got it, clean vagina. Yeah, trench guard, really. Representing, we the squad, really. Peck got the rolling, Nelly get it. I used to sell drugs.
Meanwhile, while shopping at the grocery store. Hello, ma'am. Would you like some help with that box?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Are you sure? Because I noticed that that cane you walking with.
So what you trying to say? I got a cane, and I can't help myself?
No, no, ma'am. I'm not saying that. I'm just trying to be courteous and offer you...
Starting up and working in a world that don't give a damn. Good ones like me, who can I trust? A friend doing the best I can. If you can get to my free baby, maybe you'll understand. Starting up and working in a world that don't give a damn.
As the sun sets, I take off my specs. Sit down and collect my thoughts of another day in the past. How it don't last like it used to last. It's commonplace to get your ass splattered from a gun blast. Not trying to preach, just trying to reach y'all that feel me. I chose the righteous path and now people are out to kill me. Killing myself, advertising suicide. Explaining formulas for black on black genocide. In other words, I apologize. Not for telling the truth, but about the lifestyle I glorified. Not ever lying, I have heard and seen much shit. But through it all, man, I I've always been a lyricist. From high school to a hole in the wall shooting pool, on top of the world and a nigga still paying dues. Singing the blues, cause Saturday morning mom bumped it. Love and happiness, Al Green and the trumpets. Rolled up in my brain with that hay and hen, using God-given talent, slanging wealth and sin. Lost in the clouds, drowning in that 80 proof. And all around me, my world is turning to
starship and rocket. In a world that don't give a damn,
yeah.
But if I'm not me, can I trust a prayer from the best I can? If you send no more free, baby, maybe you'll understand. Starship and rocket. In a world that don't give a damn, yeah.
Look at the asteroids whizzing past you, videotaping everything with their cameras flashing. They caught me dashing out the studio with the 2-inch tape. From the hood to the stage, it just ain't no escape from the devil. No matter who you are, it's hard to beat him. From the TV that you're watching to the food that you're eating, we've been shackled mentally by the enemy. And sometimes the enemy can end up being kidding me. Space age pimp flexing, detecting plexing. Friends turn to foes trying to be slicker than Weston. Lessons get taught by the ones fucking up constantly. Pressured by their peers, distracted by their eyes and ears. Niggas sell their soul trying to get the gold in. End up wondering where the bumpy road ends. Then again, time won't stop ticking away. You won't get shit if you don't get on up and get it today. New shit turn to old shit quick. While we killing each other trying to impress a bitch. Lost in the clouds, drowning in that 80 proof. And all around us, our world is turning to
starships and rocket. In a world that don't give a damn.
Meanwhile, while shopping at the grocery store. Hello, ma'am. Would you like some help with that box?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Are you sure? Because I noticed that that cane you walking with.
So what you trying to say? I got a cane, and I can't help myself?
No, no, ma'am. I'm not saying that. I'm just trying to be courteous and offer you a helping hand, ma'am. That's all. That's what men do.
Well, sir, I'm going to tell you, I'm a strong, independent black woman. I don't need you or any other man to help me or my cane. So, thank you.
Hey! Hey!
Oh, my toe. Oh, my toe. Damn.
Ma'am, are you okay? Are you all right? Do you need some help?
Yeah, no, I'm not okay. This box done fell on my foot and hurt my toe. Why didn't you help me?
Well, ma'am, I offered you help, but you said you were a strong black woman. Well, gang, the moral of the story is, don't be afraid to receive help.
You are now tuned into the Black BZNZ Internet Talk Radio, where the relationship talk is the conversation that never sleeps and the payoff is never cheap.
Never cheat, baby. Never cheat. The payoff is never, ever, ever cheap. Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show, where I am your gracious host, Tyron Joe, and we have a special show that is planned for you tonight. Before we get started, please, if you're on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. It don't cost you a dime. It don't cost you a dime to hit the like button. Hell, if you don't like it, hit the dislike button. It don't cost you a dime for that. It will help our YouTube algorithms. Thank you very much. Let me turn this on real quick. Turn on that. Turn my on so y'all can see us here in the studio tonight. That's right.
I got the mask on because you must keep in mind that what's going on out there, the governor's poison is out there killing people. So go ahead and make sure you keep your immune system healthy. Vitamin C, get you some zinc, get you some selenium, all of that. You're going to be like a well-oiled machine. And of course, real men drink water because, what, our ladies need us to be King Kong in bed. If you ain't drinking no water, you can't use your third leg. And with that being said, I had a video that I wanted to play, but yeah, it was my boy Trey Songz here and there singing the background music, but they took that video down a long time ago, a couple weeks ago, so I can't play it. But it was a good video though, about the real men drinking water and being King Kong. I'm quite sure you'll like that. We got Big John in the studio. What's good, John?
Good.
Uh-oh. I go ahead.
What's good? What's really good?
Oh, you already know.
It's going down tonight.
Current
going
event.
Going down.
One of your favorites.
One
current
of my
event.
Favorites. Current event.
That's what you love right there.
Yes,
some current events.
Talk about every and any and everything.
Let me see Sierra Jackson in the building. Let me get her up on the screen.
What's up, Sierra?
CC, you muted. You got to unmute yourself.
Oh, my bad.
What's for dinner, CC?
I said, hey, y'all. I'm nothing much. I'm having my dinner. I'm coming back.
What you eating?
Some ground chicken nachos I made.
Ooh-wee. Ground chicken nachos.
We need that recipe.
That girl, she about to overdose. That ground chicken about to take her into a whole other dimension.
What's talking about?
I already know. You about to eat that up and be out. She about to catch the itis,
man.
John.
So that means we can have a next time we in the land, we can have a show at your house and have a fiesta.
Okay. That's fine.
Nah.
I got plenty of space.
We bringing strippers too. We got out the strippers going up and down the pole.
At my house, we serve the Lord up in here. We ain't doing that.
Strippers do serve the Lord.
That's fine.
Everybody need the Lord. Everybody need Jesus. So strippers do serve the Lord.
I don't need them kind of spirits in my house lingering.
Oh, wait, it might attempt you. That's what it is. Okay.
Nah.
We don't want to tempt your spirit. You know, we want to keep you innocent. We want to keep you innocent. What you mean? What you mean gone somewhere?
Gone somewhere with that now.
I mean, we just trying to keep you innocent. That's all. We don't want you to step out of.
Yeah, now you don't know who watching.
We don't want you to step out of who you used to be.
Who I used to be? What?
I don't know who you used to be, but you know how it is. People be like, you know, I can't go back to who I used to be. I need to continue to be who I am. Say what?
Pretty much still the same, man.
Oh, that's
God's good.
That's what's up. How the little dog?
She's doing good right here on the floor. Buttercup, you want to say hi?
Buttercup, what? She wanted to say hi.
Right, she thinks she's gonna get my food.
She's trying to eat. That's what that is. Okay. You know, we're gonna jump it off with you, with the current events, because it was something you said that made us have a whole lot of debate. Last week, you said that you just found out this year that men have feelings. So we're going to start off with that tonight.
Okay. Which is true. Y'all was told never to show them. Don't show no emotions and all that craziness.
What you got on that, John?
Makes, man.
Well, I think more about we weren't shown how to healthily show our emotions. Show our emotions in a healthy way. You feel me? You know, we got, because me and Tyron work with kids, and we would see, I told him earlier, I said, you know, these girls, you know, come from these messed up backgrounds, and they end up being women with messed up ways because they never got their stuff resolved. So, you know, as we are adolescents, we need to be shown how to show our emotions in a healthy way. When you see them kids flopping all out and trying to fight and falling all on the ground, like, dude, you 16. Like, nah, you too old for that. So that's when you see a child that hasn't been shown a healthy way to show their emotions. And they just get worse and worse if you don't curb it at an early age. Because we most definitely have feelings.
Sierra?
Can y'all hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. When I meant by that, I meant in, like, the relationship way. A lot of times, a lot of women may think that y'all don't care simply due to the standoff behavior, or I'm not going to show no emotion in that situation. That's why I thought that.
And see, and that's why I call, that's why I call BS, because I know y'all women know if a man like y'all or love y'all, I know y'all know this, but call BS, because you don't think a man got emotions. All right, this man, he bought you flowers. Isn't that emotion?
Mm-mm.
It's not. Why is not
that
emotion?
That can be scripted. That can be scripted, because, I mean, that goes with the program. Ballet, buy candy, buy flowers.
Sierra,
you know,
it's showing that he got some type of likeness for you.
It could be scripted.
John, would you just buy somebody flowers that you didn't like?
No.
I'm just saying, it's showing that they got some type of likeness for you if they done went out and bought you flowers.
Okay.
That they got feelings.
But we're gonna get Sierra together, though. We're going to get it together, because she tripping right now. You tripping.
I'm coming back. No, I mean, because like I said, it could be scripted, right? So this is the program. This is how you get the girl. This, that, and the third. You get a basket, and you get them. This is
okay.
What you say to get the girl.
Flowers,
like,
and scripted.
Y'all was taught the game from yay high up. So it's like, okay.
Flowers and scripted. All right. So you ever had a man tell you that he loved you?
Uh-huh.
Was that scripted?
I don't think so.
Well, that's emotions. Come on, that's what I'm saying. See, Sierra was playing games. You playing games, Sierra. Stop that. See, look at all that laughing.
So.
She playing games.
We ain't together, though.
You don't think so. You don't think you playing games?
We ain't together.
She said they ain't together.
Who not together?
Her and the guy that he said love her.
The guy that said he loves you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had plenty of women tell me that. I mean, we ain't together. I mean, stuff happens, but we talking about emotion. That's what I'm saying. See, you see how women flip the narrative? We ain't even talking about being together. We talking about emotion.
Okay,
men
that's
don't
bad,
have emotion.
Bad, but again, I told, we talked about it. Women will keep ragging and raging and raging, because it's like, it's not that we want a reaction out of y'all. It's the fact that we want to feel like y'all care. We want to see y'all care. And it's like, you know, I guess it comes to the fact where women and men are different. Because, you know, we be all emotional. And
you tripping, though. You got to be tripping. You got to be tripping. Men don't show that they care. You telling me none of the men you've been with don't show that they care?
Yeah, but it's not. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, how we care. I feel like a lot of times women put a lot in. I put more in relationships than men do, low-key. That's why it takes us so long to withdraw when the relationship is over.
Hey, if I got any women in the chat room that's listening to this, please write something. Any men in the chat room, because I need to know if the men is hearing, if people really listening to what's going on, what's being said tonight. Okay, she said...
I feel like that's true, Ty, because it takes a woman. Again, that's why it takes us so long to detox and to come out of these situations when relationships is over, because we done put so much in.
Okay, but that's beside the point. The point is, you don't think men care. You don't think we care. That's what I'm saying. We gotta get on there. We gotta talk about this, because that's impossible. That's really impossible. You got this man over there spending all this time with you. Because thing is, I'm going to tell you what it is here. I'm going to tell you what it is. We are both socialized differently.
okay, you show you care by doing a lot of lavish and, you know, things like, you know, when you text him on the phone, you text in 2 or 3 paragraphs, he might text a sentence. That's the difference between man and woman. That's what that is, but that doesn't mean that he does not care. Camera angle, Mr. Producer, I like that angle. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't care.
That's true, I guess. Yeah, it's true.
What you mean, you guess?
I mean, so I'm not saying that he doesn't care. What I'm saying is, I guess it comes to the fact to where men and women are different. That's what it boils down to, because
yes,
y'all do not. I feel like we put a lot. Look at this one here. I feel like we put a lot in these relationships. Yeah, we put a lot of stuff in there. And, yeah, you know, everybody does what they do, but y'all guess our way of showing is totally different. That makes
men
us
are,
feel like
women are from Venus. Women are from Venus, and men are from Mars. That's fine.
What's that supposed to mean?
You ain't heard that old saying before?
I mean, I've heard it before, but...
It's saying
I'm just saying, like, from my opinion and, like, what I've seen, like, I mean, I'm not saying this. I'm speaking for the vast majority. I'm not for everybody. What I'm saying is that's how I feel a lot of times. So, and I'm not saying that they don't care, y'all. That ain't what I'm saying. What I'm saying
is... You said that earlier, that they don't care.
But, y'all, I feel like that's my personal opinion, though. I feel like a lot of times men don't be having the kind of... And I guess I'm not supposed to. But it's like, dude,
wait, we're not supposed to wait. We ain't supposed to wait.
Show emotion.
Show that y'all care or something. And again, y'all will talk. Don't show no emotion. Don't do this. Don't be acting like no B word. Don't be acting like this. Grab between your legs and show us some boss. Don't, you know, all this craziness. And we like, bro, are you okay? I'm good. No, are you okay?
Okay.
Just simple stuff.
Because we do this stuff like, okay, so when we smack our lady on the behind,
that's emotion.
We you looking good. Stop smacking me on the behind.
That's not emotion. That's not emotion, CC.
I would say that's not the kind of emotions that I'm talking about. So I guess we got to be
okay. Wait. We talking about, let me put the camera back on me. We talking about we talking about men having emotion. Just, and you talking about in a relationship. If your man smack you on the behind, he just showed you emotion. Hell, if your man smack you across the face, that's an emotion. Tell me that's not emotion. You done pissed him off. You know what I mean? That's the emotion he just showed. I mean, I would, you know, advise that emotion, but that's an emotion. Don't get quiet now.
However you want to put it, again, I mean, like you said, it's crazy, like, because we could be talking about worship. Yes.
Oh, you want him to worship you? You want him to worship you?
Talking about, no, that's not what I'm talking about, bro. Like, again, we'll take the whole paragraph explaining ourselves. Somebody be like, okay. Like, bruh. And then if we go in, it's like this, like, we got to go so far to get a response out of guys.
But why do y'all
that's
need
that? That's what men do.
Why do y'all need their emotional?
And men don't understand us. I've had guys to say, like, look, I don't understand. It's hard to figure y'all out. And it's really not hard to figure women out. Yes, we're a little different.
Please.
We're not that bad.
Okay.
If you just pay attention, listen, we literally want y'all to be our best friends. And it's like, bro, if you don't care, pretend like you care. Like,
pretend like you care.
Sometimes we want to be we want y'all to be our best friends, but yo, we don't do the same thing. Me and my wife don't watch the same TV shows. She
we
don't want to go to the casino.
Does she shoot the gun?
She ain't want to shoot the gun yet.
Well, you ain't took her out there to the gun. She ain't want to go.
Nah, because usually it's me and the seller. And I got to look, you're going to go shoot this gun before you get one. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we don't like doing the same thing, so we can show that we still your best friend without doing that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Is there some facts to that statement that's on the screen? Is there some facts to that, CC?
So these men
do know women. They understand women.
Yeah.
So why is it that they don't have emotion?
So here's the thing, Ty. I don't date peons. You know what I'm out here. But at the same time,
What's a peon?
It's a bag to where, like I said, I guess it's because women are way more emotional. We like to express. I'm a type that like to talk. I like to communicate. I talk everything out. I'm that type. A lot of people are different. I'm an extrovert. I love people. Some folks are different. So, but I've seen that. I've seen friends to where they just went down. They went out their way. Whether it was an argument with the guy or whatever, they tried to do everything possible, you know what I'm saying, to get this man open up or whatever and just shut down more. And I've also seen to where guys, like, if we don't have nothing to say, we just don't shut down. We don't say nothing.
Y'all shut down too, just like niggas. Y'all shut down too.
So do you
not
do,
often?
Do it
not often.
Do it confuse
if she shut
you
down,
when you
she
see like
a
strong, any strong man that you know, and you see them crying? Do that throw you off?
You don't see no men crying for real.
Niggas do cry. That's okay.
Yeah, some of them.
Let me put this up here. All right, I'm gonna need Anthony. Anthony, when you come on the screen, I'm gonna need you to break that down. Women are very easy. Their makeup is extremely easy. I'm gonna need you to break that down for everybody because I want to understand that.
Wait, right, we are easy. It's not difficult. It's not difficult to understand women. We don't require that much, but I'm telling you, it's pulling teeth to understand men. It's so hard. It's so hard. It's like
so. You said it's a communication barrier.
You know, to be a good actor, you don't have you have to have the control of your emotions. How you think Denzel and Jamie Foxx and all them other guys can cry on a dime? They got control of their emotions. I'm just being real. That's something that you have to have as a professional actor. You got to be able to cry on a dime. Will Smith and all those guys could tear up on a dime. I could do it. If I saw, I'd be at work. You know, I could think of something sad or watch something sad and start tearing up. And I do it on purpose because it lubricates my contact lenses.
You said you can watch something on set.
Yep.
On first sight, that'd be like,
I ain't going to be boo-hooing, but I can tear up real good.
Why did Spock have to die? Oh, the little ass that could.
Right. Like I said, I understand so many different people. And it's like, again, we go hard trying to figure y'all out. And it's, well, I know I did. But at a point in time, I'm like, you know what?
Women, if there's any women in this chat room, I'm looking at a lot of men. I'm looking at men in the chat room. Women, stop being scared. If you're in this chat room, say something right now. What'd you say, CZ?
They gonna agree with me. Why should I tell you?
Man, please, ladies. If CZ is telling the truth, ladies, press one. Number one actor means hypocrite, and the baser aspect of modern women is narcissism. Well, hey, he got a point there. I ain't going to lie.
Why
you
gotta always try to be so deep for nothing?
You said, wait, stop right there. You said, why you always gotta be deep for nothing? Ooh. Wait, wouldn't that be him showing his feelings and emotions? Say y'all was in a relationship. and he texts you that. See? You don't know what you want.
You misconstrued what I'm saying.
Okay, how did I misconstrue?
That would be showing his intellect.
Because I'm talking about the way, I guess it's a statue or whatever they call the makeup of a man, how y'all were taught from yay high on up, and it has made it very difficult for women, and it was all a lie. It's okay to show your emotions. It's okay to cry. It's okay to talk to your woman about certain things. It's okay. It is okay to come to your wife about certain things. It is okay to tell your girl certain things. It is okay, bro. It's okay.
Okay. Now wait, I want to get back to something John just said. He was showing his intellect. Okay, showing his intellect. You talking about you don't like niggas that write K and all that, but Dwayne, he not writing K. Dwayne is writing clear, concise sentences, and you talking about why he got to be so damn deep. Make up your mind.
It's like, hear what I'm saying. I've heard this plenty of times, men said this. We can't do this. We can't show no emotion. We can't this and we can't that. I didn't make this up yesterday. I just happen to be a woman that's out there, a single woman that's experienced this type of stuff. I didn't make this up. It's been out there forever. And this is something that happens.
Shout out to Monty. Glad to see you in the chat, Monty.
Yeah, it just is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else, John? We got to move on. We're going to move
OGs
on to John's topic.
No, I'm ready whenever y'all ready.
Wait, what is the opposite of him being deep? Monty got that question.
So it's not about being, it's not about that he was too deep. It's just the fact that it was just a little too, I don't think it was, okay. No, man, we, forget it.
God, Sierra, stop the theatrics. What's that
stop
you drinking?
Stop theatrics, bro. Because it's like, it's not, we don't have to go into the hypocrites and the narcissism. Like, what are we doing? What I'm saying is, when men were talking, yeah, how on up. Don't show no emotions.
I got you. I got you on that.
Bro, this ain't, it, back then they weren't even doing all of that.
But you already know what I told you the other day.
I didn't write this. I didn't make this up. I'm just a woman. And it's like what they do today does not apply. We as women will accept you open arms. We're not going to leave you. We're not going to look at you no different. We're not going to talk about you. We're not going
to
judge you if you're going through something as a man.
Ten
times out of ten, that woman going to hide your back before your homie that you may even share that with. Again, we don't have to get that deep for nothing. I didn't make this up.
I got you.
I just know what I see.
Tell, hey, John, tell us funny, yeah, if he trying to come in, he going to have to give permissions, his phone permissions to his camera and his microphone. But it looks like he's trying to come in, but it says his device is not connected. Okay, we got you, CC. I'm going to get you up off the hook, let you enjoy that that ground chicken, turkey, tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot that drink. You drinking red wine tonight?
Yes, I am. I'm tired.
That red wine going to wake you up, ain't it?
Uh-uh. Maybe a little bit.
Oh, that's like your sleeping pill.
Mm-mm. I just had to take for it. I didn't go to the gym. I just chilled. I was too tired.
Oh, okay. Oh, you didn't even go to the gym.
I worked out this morning, though.
Oh, okay. You did, you walked the track this morning.
Mm-hmm. I was too tired. This will be day four consistent. I mean, my body's getting worn out.
Okay.
I don't sleep.
How long you be walking, Sierra?
How long I've been doing it?
No, how long do you walk in the morning?
So I normally do 2 laps, so that's like 4.5, 5 miles.
So how long does that take you?
How long? Hour and 30 minutes.
And you just walking?
Walking, jogging, yeah. Hour and 30 minutes.
I was on the good, man, and I got off the horse. I got to get back on the horse.
I said it always.
Yeah, get your life.
Yes, don't stop. Always been, and females would leave in a heartbeat. It's our mothers that don't leave. Okay. Man, it was something I was about to say. Let me do this real quick. If you're just coming in, please hit the subscribe button. If you're just coming in through YouTube, hit the subscribe button. Shout out to Fox Glenn. You'll see them up on the studio.
On
the she just told me I just got a new subscriber from Fox Glenn.
Just a moment.
Shout out to
Fox
Glenn.
Fox Glenn Media and Marketing Production.
Hey, they said we're going to, Fox Glenn said we're going to have some strippers coming down the pole. Next couple shows, so you ain't gonna want to miss that. It's gonna be funky up in here. We're gonna have to have some air freshness.
Fox Glenn,
we're gonna have to have some air freshness in this motherfucker.
Hopefully not literally funky, Seth.
Say what?
Hopefully not literally funky. I mean, I'm just saying.
I mean, have you ever went to a strip club and had a stripper give you a lap dance? Let's stop right there.
No, Seth, you know I ain't going no crap like that.
Okay, I didn't have them give me a lap dance. Some of they coochie be stinking.
You was no bachelorette party? Had no bachelorette party?
No. It was male strippers. She lying.
She lying. Stop being a church girl, CC.
It was male strippers.
It was a male stripper.
Okay, so you done had a male stripper. They probably stink too, but I'm just saying, I know.
Nah, he's so good.
I know especially these strippers that be stripping like 10, 12 hours. Man, they don't wash that cape after so long. That motherfucker will be right.
I could get you a good strip of my friend's one. So,
tell her to call in real quick because we'd love to talk to her. She's a stripper.
Network.
How much she charge? How much she charge out? How much she charge out?
I don't know that.
Fox Glenn said no.
Hey, tell her we got that $40 special in this month.
Oh, no, you ain't getting her. You better add $960 more dollars.
Tell her all she gonna get is $40 in the network.
Yeah, I
see your boy Sunday. He still yeah. Man, he might have to get a different phone. It ain't really connected for him. It keeps saying device not.
He said let him try something else.
All right, okay. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, man, shout out to Fox, man. He said, no, we can't have no strippers in this month. All right, man.
I know. It's ghetto.
Who ghetto? Strippers got a voice, too. That's what I'm saying. Let me put the camera back on me, man. Strippers have a voice, too. And if we realize that and we advocate for those who we thought was less than and do have a voice, then we could become one.
Of course, absolutely. We love the sinners. I mean, come on now. There's going to be a lot of people in heaven that we ain't fake. So come on.
Just like hoes. Like, I love
to
get some pimps and some hoes in there because hoes got a voice too.
People got to do what they got to do. I don't judge nobody.
Most definitely, you know what I'm saying? Because it's some women I know, they not, you know, quote unquote hoes, but they had to sell some to pay the rent.
What? Boy,
bad. John, come on, tell me, John, that ain't real.
Oh, it's definitely real.
You know what I'm saying? They had to spend some to pay the rent.
No, that's when you trust God. We don't do that.
Wait, stop right there. You capping. So you telling me you don't know women that had to sell some cooch just to pay the rent?
I don't know no woman that's selling their body.
Ooh,
stop
the cow.
Straight up out that lifestyle in the heartbeat.
Stop the cow.
No, I don't know. No fact. I don't know a woman that's selling their body, bro.
Man, I know plenty. I know. I had coworkers that said, hey, like this little pandemic that happened last year, they say they had to do what they had to do to get that money.
No, bro. It ain't never. No, Now I'm finna go. Now we gonna go Jesus on them. Bro,
oh, now you want to go Jesus. All the other times you didn't go Jesus. Now you want to go Jesus.
What's down on the inside, you going to come out. Like, bro, no. You selling your... No. I mean, I'm not judging people, but no. I thank God I don't know nobody that's doing that. And it's like, and I pray for women that do all the time. Like, dude, no, that's not cool. Hey, your love for my... It ain't that deep because God will always open up a window and he'll make a way for you. You tweaking. It ain't, and then it's like, I look, where is that money today? Like, you done had to do something you probably got to live with for the rest of your life. Bro, it ain't never that serious.
Sierra, you got a friend that's a stripper.
She's not selling anything.
Okay.
She's not sleeping with these fools.
So, you okay. She may not be sleeping with them, but I'll be willing to bet money. They pay, they tip her good enough. Somebody going to put a titty in her, in their mouth. Somebody going to put her a titty in their mouth.
I ain't never seen her. So, here's the thing. My friend, I love her to death. She came out the lifestyle, got back in, and she got plans to come back out of it again. I've never seen her dance because I could never. She know for a fact I don't hang around with strip friends. I would snatch her out that club. So she's been dancing for a couple years. I've never seen that girl dance. I've never seen her, never, because I would snatch her in a heartbeat, and she know it.
She's
my friends
a
have a level of respect for
that's
me.
All.
And
that's all she's
that.
Doing. Okay. But, okay, Sierra, text me. Hey, you can text me her club where she be at.
I just told you where she at.
Yes,
I said where y'all
at. Oh, yeah. You did tell me where she at. All right, okay.
You might catch her.
Yeah, but this weekend she going to Jamaica. So.
She going to Jamaica?
Yeah.
Oh, she ain't going to be there this weekend.
Win.
Okay.
She already caught one.
That's what, you know what I mean? Come on, what's she going to Jamaica for? She probably about to bust down.
A birthday celebration.
Oh, okay, birthday celebration. All right, we're going to get up off your friend and stripping. Let's go to the next topic because I see time is kind of moving. You know I am sick. Hold on. Wait. Let me read this. You know I am sick of people saying I am not judging no one. Listen, you call it as you see it. Facts. Call it as you see it. Let me bring in the next topic real quick. We're going to share the screen. Share the screen.
But yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Definitely, you can judge righteously, but I've learned some things.
Let me see.
Oh, here go these
Let's
videos.
Hear it because we saw what we have to say, and I'm standing by it. You need You need a little bit of sucking up. You need a little bit of simpness. If you love your woman, you're going to want to just do for her, naturally. Mm. So does that really make you a simp? Come on now.
Okay. Well, not if you, it depends on what level we going to. Like, you doing for your woman, there's nothing wrong with you doing for your woman, at least in my opinion, at least to me. You doing whatever it is that you got to do for her to make her happy. I don't think that makes you a simp, but I think it's levels to it. So ladies, what do you define as a simp?
Because
I feel like ladies hate the word simp.
Yes, I do.
But they love,
like
they
but they love the
term.
Definition of it, though.
No,
they love
what do you mean?
So they don't like simp because of the bag connotation it has. Like, cool, I agree with that, but the whole thing is.
All right, okay, yeah, I can pause it and talk. Yeah, we're going to pause that real quick and say this. They hate the word simp because it calls them out. You know what I'm saying? They hate the word simp because simps is who they go to. That's their go-to man. All right. Anything on that, John, before I move on?
Yeah, you better keep playing. I'm loading up my gun.
All right. Because, oh, yeah, matter of fact, this is John's current event topic. He had me to watch this. But I just had to throw that in there. Women hate the word simp. Yeah, because that's the nigga that they rely on when the main nigga ain't treat them right. They go to the simp to cry for the shoulder to cry. We're going to keep it above tonight. That's all I know how to do.
Uh-oh.
Is when a female wants a man to do stuff for them, it's different when they actually are doing it. So when a man comes through and starts holding your door, let me say whatever it is. They pay the bill or whatever. It's not to say I'm simping. It's like, nah, this is what a man is doing. Like, he's going to come and provide for you. But doesn't every female want a man to provide for them? It's cool, but men want the same thing in a sense of like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Let's go out. If a lady offers to pay, cool, that sounds good. But like, I'm going to come here and I'm going to make sure I'm the man because it's true. It's a male and a female. And I'm going to make sure that I'm going to run this show. But understand that me doing all this for you doesn't make me any less of a man. Mm. And that's period. And that's,
so you saying that a simp is
a sucker.
A sucker.
What's a sucker then?
You know what's a sucker? Let's say a man is trying to touch me and shit, you know, trying to disrespect me. And my man's just like, oh, like, chill, don't let him do that. Yo.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
some
that's,
sucker shit, you know?
That's
or
whole...
a yes man, like constantly,
okay, yeah, okay.
Oh, whatever you want, babe. What, you got no backbone. You got no opinion.
Yeah, of course.
That's a simp.
No, that's true. I feel like that's true because I feel like men, when they say simp, it's, oh, you being a simp, like, why are you being so emotional? But girls want that emotional. When a girl says a simp, it's like, don't be a pushover. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So that's how I take the simp.
I feel
like it's just
that. I
yeah.
feel like women see the simp different from men because a man will call another man a simp just because he's spending too much money on a girl.
He's spending too much time
you
with
know,
a female. Like, my man's being a simp right now. He's with his shorty at the crib. You know, he doesn't want to come out tonight. Like,
and that's not really
that's
weird.
That's
he's being lovey-dovey
I'm
with
being
his
a
girl.
Man to my woman. Like, I got to kick it with her sometimes.
That's why you don't really see men bragging about their women to their man. Like, yo, I love my girl, bro. I got a good. Like, you don't really
nah,
see
you
that.
Saying that.
Be like,
nah.
I mean,
and
you
that's
saying
when you got to prove yourself.
Oh, you a simp.
Nah. At least not for me. At least not for me. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with, I'll say for me. For me, I don't think my friends, if I'm with my girl and me saying, like, nah, I love my girl and I'm going to take her out and I'm not being viewed as a simp by me doing that.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a new joint and I'm over catering to her, I feel like a simp ass nigga is somebody that's over catering to somebody that you don't even really know like that.
What is over catering?
The fuck is you doing?
Yeah, what's over catering?
Yeah.
No.
Wait, what's over catering?
Okay.
Over
catering. I like that question.
Before we continue, let's just bring down the word simp because I feel like simp really originated in the male community. It's like,
yeah,
when you see
because,
on
because
it's
great,
other
great,
men
great, great, great,
women
great.
Women is not saying that to men.
Great.
We want y'all to treat us like
great.
That.
Great. So what
so
a simp is, so I'm going to break it down. What a simp is, in man term, or at least in my understanding of it.
He's soft.
No. A simp is the opposite of a pimp. That's what a simp is. A simp is the opposite of a pimp. That's what it is. This is fact. A simp is the opposite of a pimp. So a pimp, no. A pimp is somebody that know how to take control of his, we all know what a pimp is at the end of the day.
Of course, yeah.
right?
Yeah,
now they ain't even got a clue.
That's what I'm thinking.
You're gonna have to
break
it down.
Nah, a pimp know how to talk. A pimp know how to talk to you slick. A pimp know how to get in your mind. A pimp know how to. It's different.
Play you, manipulate.
I feel like
men
can be both.
Sometimes,
you can be pimp and you can
sometimes.
Be pimp. Like I've seen both. Like
they too young though, man. These women, they on this program, they too young.
A pimp is the opposite of a pimp. That's what it is. So you said manipulative, but it's a little bit. From my understanding, it's a little bit more than just being manipulative.
Oh, the pimp can control his emotions.
Dwayne Oney.
Control his emotions. That's,
yes.
That's what it
is. A pimp is getting manipulated by the woman, and a pimp is obviously manipulating a woman.
No,
no,
a
no,
pimp
no,
is,
I don't believe that being a pimp is being manipulated by the woman. If, like what you were saying earlier about the whole simp word
shout
came
out
from
to
men,
him,
right? We made this thing. My thing is like, my
boys
can call me whatever they want. If I'm coming home to my lady and she's happy with the way I'm treating her, call me a sis then, my nigga, because I'm going to keep her happy and she's going to keep this house happy.
Yeah,
that's just
yeah,
how I'm
like
coming.
And I don't think that's what it is. Hold on,
Deion, that sounds
all
good. But what does she think? If she think of dad, this dude don't even want to go out with his boy no more. He won't be all up.
I got him
no,
right
but,
on my
but that's where we come back to the balance. Like, it's
Daddy,
a compromise. The whole thing about balance is what? Compromising.
Balance.
Yo, we don't take it this weekend, babe. All right, cool. Let's take our vacation, whatever. But you know I got this game or concert to go to with the homies next week, whatever the thing is. So simping, whatever boys want, like my boys want to call it, yo, you simping. That sounds good, but I'm going to kick it with my wife because she happy now. You could call me simp for our whole friendship, but you
what I'm saying
she's keeping his home happy.
And what I'm saying is I don't view that as a simp. What I'm saying is that if I'm not able to go out whenever I'm saying, I know I'm going to spend time with
baby girl
Chris. I know I'm going to spend time with Rox. I know I'm going to spend time with them, right? I know that already. I know I'm a cater to them. I know that already. That's already in the schedule.
Right.
A simp is supposed to be somebody that this is all it's about. I can't do. Me and you,
word.
Deion, we can't go out, though.
Yeah, that's
we're quiet for that.
That's a simp.
Exactly.
Right. That could be a simp.
So when Shorty's manipulating
for that.
You.
It's not Shorty's manipulating
you. No, it's that you pussy
with.
At the end of the day, that's what it is.
Listen, you guys are saying some good stuff, and I'm happy that you guys are talking like that. But at the same time, I'm not, like, all the way 100% with what you just lastly said, because I feel like, why the hell does that make him a simp?
I'm not gonna lie.
Like if he wants to do that and that makes
him
he's
gonna do it and
that
makes
him
happy.
Female feel good.
Shout out to Ed the Table because I really want to be on their show.
Like,
I want them to put me on their show, but these
so
women ain't got a clue.
Like, you know, like that sounds like you're degrading my man. But look, Nick, I'm saying this right now. Like, guys have called my man a simp, and he knows that, and he ain't no simp. I don't think he's a simp.
Bro,
and
not,
men
I'm
have
more
than
not
going
to think he is
so that goes to show you it's men out here that are spreading
that's
that word around.
It's
men
and women
out here
that
have
two different perspectives. So
you know,
it's getting misconstrued.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I want to know what over-catering
yeah,
to a woman
to
is. I really want
to
get back to that. What is over-catering?
Yeah. Dwayne
like,
put up there.
Is that
what
the right term you meant? Like, talk to me, because over-catering is
that's
not,
a dangerous
know.
Term, because I feel like whatever you give to a good woman, she'll multiply.
Yeah.
So you over-cater to a good woman, she's
going to
be a good woman. So it comes back down to who are you selecting as your partner.
Mm-hmm.
So are you pouring into someone who doesn't deserve
I'm
that, so now you sent
it.
Exactly.
Okay,
like,
maybe
she mentioned
a
new
she
girl.
You tricking on her, but
I
maybe it's a good woman who appreciates everything you do. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
I feel
but what
like there's love
giving
at first
you
sight.
You
know
what
I'm saying?
You feel me?
Then I'm going to give her the same in return.
So you're never over-catering to her if she's...
No, absolutely
bro,
not. Over-catering is... I love that point.
Thank you.
Over-catering is...
I think there's your
I'm not
screen,
getting
dude.
That. Because
return.
I'm supposed to get that.
Phones,
to
bro,
me,
dude.
I don't give a fuck what nobody said.
Yeah.
I know, like, I'm going to hold my woman to the highest standard.
Over-catering financially or, like, physically, emotionally? Like, what do you mean by over-catering?
Everything. It doesn't matter.
Everything, yeah.
Because everything goes
okay.
into a relationship. Everything goes in a relationship.
Right.
If you're not in a relationship, you're not putting everything into it, then you're not in a fucking relationship.
Nah,
bro.
Y'all just bullshitting. Y'all
exactly.
were supposed to
all right, man. Shout out to, hold on, man. Let me end it.
Energy, I love it.
All right, yo, shout out to Eight at the Table. Shout out to Eight at the Table. I'm giving a shout out because I really Eight at the Table. I want y'all to put me on that show. Really, I want y'all to get a few of us up there because I see how they do it. They have like a casting call or whatever, and you can just, I guess, audition to be on there to say what you got to say. So I want to go on there, Dwayne, get John on there. We set that thing down.
Ready for us.
They in New York, too, I think. They in New York. So I was just there about a year ago in New York. So if I had known about them, I would have certainly gladly be up in their studio. Gladly. But anyway, dang. Okay, yeah, it's something I want to address real quick. She said, you got to start picking, you know, choosing better women. I really think that is really diabolic. These days, because you know what, a woman is just like a man. You know, men show a smoke screen like they date this, they date, but in return, he really not that dude. We had that with women too.
Both sides.
Women talk about how they, you know, oh, you know, I have love and light. You know, I got nothing but love and light, and you know, I read books, I listen to music, I don't get into drama, and then you give her about 2 or 3 months. She all on Facebook, gossiping her butt off. Come on, ain't that what we talked about last week with mastering singleness? She up here loose lips. She got loose lips, thinking ships like a mug, but she didn't tell me this whole spiel when I first met her. Oh, you know, I don't do the drama. I don't do the whole drama thing. You know, I don't have too many females around me. Yeah, okay, you know, I don't, you know, I'm not the chatty catty, but you know, after 2 or 3 days, hell, after 2 or 3 hours with some women, they have been running their mouth. I'm like, hold on, I thought you went chatty catty. What was that you told me? Oh, you know, and I have a little flare up.
I heard worse than that, man. Yeah.
But go ahead, John. This your topic.
But yeah, man, that was a good topic, man. Simping, you know, a word that either you know what it means or you don't. And they was having a long discussion about it. Seems there was a bunch of young people in that that table, and some of them didn't understand the meaning of the word.
Not at all.
You know what I mean? So, like old boy said, simp is derived from pimp. You know, the pimp was the guy who basically gets the girl to get the money. The simp was the guy giving out the money for free. So he's the opposite of, like old boy said, he's the opposite of the pimp. Pimp, simp. You know what I mean? So my thing is that a thing today or what's wrong with it? Because some of the women felt like if that's their man, but we wasn't talking about the standpoint of if that's your man. We talking about a guy who's just paying light bills and, you know, doing all kind of unnecessary stuff for a woman who really don't even like him like that.
I'm going to say something now.
Yeah, I can't wait for Dwayne to come on because I need Dwayne to explain this for real because I don't know. I hear that so much about men need to choose better. Women need to choose better. I mean, to me, I can only choose as much as you show me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like if I feel like, you know what, I feel this is a toxic person. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to dodge this bullet. Yes, I can do that too. Yeah, you know what I mean? So, yeah, Dwayne, I can't wait to have you on, but go ahead, Cece, I'm sorry.
So, I feel like, so, it was some truth in that because women do that. Like you said, Ty, when the main dude acting up, they will call that weaker guy or
most
that
definitely
whatever and be like, hey, you know, and I feel like that's so bogus, right? There's some facts in that. But
y'all call them
like,
to validate y'all feelings. That's why. We just got through talking about feelings and emotions, and that's why y'all call the betas or the simps to validate your emotions.
Okay.
Was I wrong? I just cussed out Kentavion. Was I wrong for cussing out Kentavion? Even though he is a jerk, he did piss me the fuck off.
What
I'm just making up a name. I'm just making up a name.
Okay. but no, that's crazy. But so the word simp was definitely created by the guys. The girls definitely did not create that. And it's like, again, dudes get called being a simp for nothing. Like that girl said, I want to go spend time with my girl. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to hang. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to cut my girl grass. Oh, man, I'm going to go get this for my girl. Now he's a simp. They used to call it a henpack. My granddad used to call my uncles and them henpack all the time. But I just think that's crazy because that's what come with the normal life. So, you know me, I came out of a situation or whatever. He was always with his guys. So I feel like they would call him a simp. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, so he would spend time with me and go right back with them. And I'm like, you know, it's like, pick a side. You grown as ever. Nobody's not going to look at you differently, but the homies did. That's not being a simp. If you
well, there should be some balance.
You're not being a simp if you're doing something for your girl. If you want to spend time with her, you telling the guys you love her. It's just crazy. Like,
but y'all be wanting niggas to be up under y'all 24-7, though.
No, we do not because
come on, start with the cap. Start with the cap.
That is a lie because we want to have time to talk with our girls and go shopping. Sorry. We do not want you to be on.
Y'all be wanting niggas to come shopping with y'all, too. Y'all want niggas to come shopping.
Cute. But that don't make him a simp. That make him understand and know something. Man. You can study and know your part. Because I don't do gift cards.
Hold on.
You better not buy me no gift card if you done been around me and you see how I dress and how I'm moving. I'm expecting you to know me. Same thing with the guy. I'm going to know him. So does that make him a simp? That doesn't make him a simp. That makes him somebody.
Well, not if y'all in a relationship.
I didn't know they were divorced. Well, she filed the papers, so ain't all the way official.
Was she cheating?
Yeah, both of them were cheating. She said that, hold on, my bad, Dwayne, I'm about to send you the link, but I'm going to talk to Dwayne get this. But, no, she said that, according to what Jazz played, I don't really know full details, but according to what Jazz played, she said that, Dale was in an affair like 16 years till 2012 or something like that. He said she said he was in one, but according to other documents and sources, they say that she had been cheating on him before her and Dale even got together, and they've been together over 30 years because they got himself and his other two siblings. But they've been together 35 years.
Right. So, first of all, I didn't even know that they had all that going on.
Yeah, you know, they hit it well, didn't they?
They sure did hit it well. Because this dad be at the game on the sideline shooting threes. And you know what I'm saying? That's that perfect
life-skinned
family that you don't hear about.
You never knew they had that going on. Never knew they had nothing going on, right?
Huh.
I mean, I ain't saying I wanted to know, but...
Yeah, I don't even care. I just didn't hear about it like you hear about all this other stuff.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, you hear about all this other stuff. It's like, wow.
Usually when Curry's wife fart too loud, she'd be on Stephen Curry's wife again, does such and such. So I'm surprised that
don't
came
want,
out.
I don't want to get on her because she next. And Stephen Curry... He better start protecting his assets, right, guys? He better start making some other little mutual funds.
Why?
Cause he got look, she coming for the money.
Oh man, come on,
she coming
man.
For it. You better get that free though.
I think she just do too much. She jumped up and said something she wasn't supposed to say.
Too many times.
On her back.
Too many times.
I like to be flirted with too. Just cause he getting all the attention.
She said, "I like you." Said she liked to be flirted with. Said not that I won't. Not that I want a man to do anything, but. She want another man that is not her husband to tell her she's pretty. Come on, think about
I mean,
this.
She's probably saying that as the aspect of you know, her husband is getting all this attention. Blah, blah, blah. Women is probably all over him. You know what I'm saying?
She jumped up, almost got him ejected out of a game. And she jumped up at the game, started hollering at the ref.
Well, she shouldn't have got ejected because everybody
did. No, he almost got ejected because she hollered on behalf of herself. But we like, why are you hollering?
How can you eject a player off somebody in the stands?
Because his wife. It was his wife.
Oh, that sounded like Bugazi to me.
His wife was coming at the ref.
Throw her out the stands. Don't.
Right.
Play out the game.
Throw about it up. I don't know. Okay. Oh, we got Dwayne in the building. We're gonna bring him on up. Let Dwayne get the floor and talk to us. What's going on, Dwayne? K Dizzle.
What's going on? Hey, Katie. Before you even say anything, I need y'all to start coming to the show with like a plate of like Taco Bell or something. Every time you and Sierra call in, y'all in the gym and y'all making me feel bad. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, sir. First of all, you didn't even know that man like that.
Come on, he said that she, and some people say that she been messing around with this man before her and Dale got together. That's the dude, the Johnson dude, that they just showed that she was all next to her.
Was it a football? Is it, he's a football dude, ain't he?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And thing is, men, ladies, men not as dumb as you think we are. We know what's going on. We know what's going on. Oh yeah, thank you. I appreciate it, bro. Brother Mike T. Hold on. Oh, let me see. It ain't coming up there. Appreciate it, Brother Mike T. Yeah, I had to wear the crown today because people trying to usurp my authority, so I had to flex on them with the crown. Man, go ahead, John.
Yeah, man, that's just people stating their opinion, man. You know, sometimes I feel like when those stories pop up, it's just drawing our attention away of something that we can be doing productive. You know what I'm saying? Because we giving opinions on these people's relationship, and our own relationships don't be right. So,
right.
So you got people chiming in, like you said, old girl, if he was a good, it's like, do you got something better to do with your life than comment on? Who cares? You know what I mean? But that's what it's for. It's for entertainment. It's to, and when people are entertained and they get to spew their opinion, they gonna do it.
Yes, sir. Let me see if I can bring. Go ahead, CC.
I don't know too much about that. In fact, I don't know
Why is he funny though? Why is Dwayne funny though? Hey, that's it. That's all we try to do, the same line. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think that's part of the problem, y'all. We don't have these conversations, and that's why, you know what I'm saying, why you see social media so gunked up as it is with mess, because people don't have these intelligent conversations. All you have is a lot of bull crap, and you have people having these conversations, and you see, and you look like, man, they don't even know what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know what? Let me say this real quick. We got a lot of people watching right now. If you would like to call in and chime in on this topic, hurry it up right now. It's at the bottom of the screen. And the number is area code 323-870-4617.
4617.
Area code
323-870-4617.
You missed your line, John. You were supposed to be like, give it to him again.
Oh, yeah, I sure did. We ain't did it so long.
I know. But yeah, call on in, y'all. Call on in if y'all want to be part of this discussion, because pretty much all of it tied in together. Sierra, she said she didn't think me had feelings. John's topic was, what is the self? And then mine is, the Curry's old dude, he let his wife, he married a woman that was already busting it down for another dude. that's what it boiled down to. She already had a side. She came into a relationship with a side nigga.
I mean, I guess.
He remained a side.
I guess.
What do you guess, John?
I mean, like Sierra said, I don't be caring. Like, them people got, they family got money. I mean, even the dude she's supposed to be cheating with, he a football player. Like,
it's okay to do that when you got money?
It's not okay to do it at all. But
for real, we're going to call the spade a spade.
On my level, I'm worried about, working 12 hours tomorrow and what I'm going to eat for lunch. These people got googobs of money to, overabundance of money, and they're having all these stupid problems. I guess why they say money is the root of all evil, and money can't buy you happiness, because
that's the Hollywood life.
They go through the most ridiculous stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the love of money is the root of
yeah,
all
evil. Yeah, the love of money is the root of all evil.
I mean, but y'all don't see that, how they had all these stupid problems, and you know what I'm saying? It just...
We got a caller. We got a call. We got Mr. D in the building. Go ahead, D.
Mr. D in the building.
Yeah, man. Boy, you guys got a great topic. Great show tonight. I mean, your guys' show tonight was right on point. Let me spit this out real quick, and then I'm going to regurgitate a Pepsi. Hey, now here's the setup. What is the age of Dale's, you know, what is the age of Dale Curry and his wife? Somebody give me that answer real quick.
I think they're in their 60s. I ain't even sure. No, 50. I think she in her 50s.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna accidentally throw you some biological answers out there real quick. Right now, if Dale and his wife has been married for 33 years, he's tipping the scale at 60. She's probably right around 50-something. And it's time now for a break. It's time for a break because the loving ain't there. She probably got with Dale because he was a semi-superstar or whatever, and she liked the glitz and glamour of being with him. Now, I'm not going to say that they both wasn't playing football. Yes, I do believe it. I believe they both was out there monkey shining around. But that's Hollywood for you. That's Hollywood. And you don't have to worry about Steph Curry because as quiet as it's kept, him and his girl already got a prenup. They did that a few years ago.
All right, that's what's up. For sure.
Yeah, that's what his financial advisor and the PR man got with him on. Now, see, a lot of these women.
Like that, you got to have one.
Yeah, you know, a whole lot of women like to be capping, man. I mean, you know, straight up, I heard what CC was saying earlier, and the fact of the matter is the reason why she run into guys like CC, with all due respect, you're a beautiful lady, you got a fantastic intelligence, but, baby, you picking the wrong men. It's just the name of the game. You picking the wrong men. And... it's, you know, I got my own definition of what simp is. I threw it up on the board. And when you get through with all of that vocabulary slapping around and what everybody said, the definition, you know, when you get through with all that vocabulary and what everybody was slapping around and saying, you'll find it ain't nothing but an old 50-60 term called sugar daddy. It's all a simp is. So
I got you up on the board.
Okay, so, you know, I mean, you know, I don't get too winded out with a lot of things because, you know, when you're 300 years old and you look as fine as Georgia Pine like me, you don't have nothing really too much to worry about. But I have to say this, and I'm going to bail out. I get so tired of people considering themselves Christians that throw that word out there. They throw that sentence or that statement out there, and it's backwards. It's two left shoes going south. I'm not going to judge nobody. Read your Tampered with King James Version Bible. It says, and I quote, tree is known by the fruit it bears. You're not judging a person because you see them cutting up. You're just telling them what you see. That's why the scripture says, the Tampered with King James Version says, no man light a candle and put it under a bushel. And then with that being said, I'm going to knock down me a Pepsi with the little bit of my eyes. Hey, man, y'all got a great show. Tell Mr. Fox he's doing a great job with that camera work.
Well, Glenn, he said appreciate it. He said appreciate it. All right. Thank you, D. Appreciate it.
Yeah, he's going to get us started on a whole nother. That's a whole nother topic.
Yeah. We only got like a few minutes tonight, but... I'm going to say this and then I'm passing around to say, D says some stuff that's real. Is that, you know, we need to be real and true to who we are. You know, we get caught up in a little corner sometimes and we start talking about Jesus. Like, no, was you talking about Jesus before?
Got caught up in the corner. Where you go, CC? You need to dip out on him. We were just talking about doing what you gotta do to feed your kids. We were talking about that earlier. And sometimes you might have to sell a piece. You might have to sell a piece. I ain't gonna say that because before you had sex, you should pray or whatever. You know, some people do, some people don't. now this I've heard like after, well, whoo, thank you, Jesus. Whoo, thank you, Lord. You know, I've heard that after. You know what I mean? So
after the deed is done.
Yeah, like, whoo.
Hey, man, great show tonight, man. Hey, thank y'all for tuning in all the time, you know what I'm saying? Every Thursday, 8 o'clock, you know
what
I'm
saying? We ain't wrapping up yet.
Oh, we ain't wrapping up yet?
Not yet. About 5 minutes before we start wrapping
okay,
up.
Okay, well, I'll say that then. Yeah, my favorite part was, man, the simping and pimping, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it goes back to the relationship conversations that we have every Thursday. And, you know, you got those guys out there that get, we look at them with pity because they get friend-zoned or they get to the point where they're doing too much and they don't see that they're doing too much. They don't even care that they're doing too much. They just keep on doing what they're doing. And, you know, at the end of the day for them, you know, it's not beneficial. You know what I'm saying? It can't be when you, like KD said, you know what I'm saying, you got to see yourself work. You know what I'm saying? You got to look out here and see what's for you and see what soil is good for you to build off of something. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know your self-worth, you know what I mean? You're going to be doing stuff like that. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what that is. And on the Currys, I don't even care. They got money. Send us a check, and then we'll do an episode on them. So they can call in.
Yeah, you know, I ain't really tripping about the divorce. It just kind of ticked me off that somebody going to write, if he was doing what he's supposed to do, she wouldn't have cheated. That right there, that set me on fire.
Get outside looking in.
Mr. Sammy. Man, what you think so far, man? I see you playing with a nice little camera over there.
There you go.
Yep. Yep, you're a volunteer. Sure is. Yep. I like that. I'm going to use that. Yeah, we have so many. We have so many of them that play victim. We're going to write that down, Sammy, a victim, a volunteer. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, appreciate it, Sammy. We're gonna have to do a collab since you got your whole studio and everything set up. We're gonna have to come through.
Look, I'm gonna keep y'all posted, but this is a great thing, man.
Appreciate it. Absolutely. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, we're gonna go ahead and start shutting it down. So we're gonna get a final word with Mark from Sierra.
Tonight's show is funny nowadays. Everybody can have a great input tonight. Very different aspects. Everybody was good. Dwayne had some back in that too. I'm showing out. But it was just so loud.
Appreciate it.
That's some good stuff.
Thank you.
I just wanted to use the room for a little bit.
Hey, you know what? Whether you call on him or not, he's going to be there. God going to be right there whether you call his name or not. When we doing stuff that we ain't got no business doing, God is there. Number one, you don't choose these guys, but how do you allow these guys into your space? Like, yes, Mr. D, you are correct, Mr. D. How do you allow these guys to be in your space if you weren't choosing?
Well, I don't choose them, so I'm not up speaking like, hey, you got one. I don't do that. A lady is not supposed to be in the first place. Jackson would never do that.
Okay, but if the dude enters your space and he said he wanted to get some of that cookie, and you oblige. I'm saying you oblige, though. You oblige. Okay, even if not, okay, we're going to throw the cookie out. He getting your time by talking to you. You still have allowed this man to be in your space. So that means you are part of the responsibility. Right, you are part of the responsibility. All right, Dwayne.
Absolutely. That applies greatly to standard. So you know, standard, you know, in those times,
understand that people like Jada and Will, who are